Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Celebrity endorsement has been and still is a very powerful marketing tool. However, it isn't rare to see a situation where a celebrity, either by purpose, accident, or no fault of their own, ends up sabotaging their own media. The product flops and everyone involved is left picking up the pieces from the ensuing drama. In the gaming world, failed celebrity ventures wind up becoming an oddity because of the famous name attached to them, leaving only diehard fans or gaming historians looking back at these titles with fondness. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 celebrities who ruined their own video games. Number 10, Peter Dinklage, Destiny. Because of his stardom with Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage was handpicked by Bungie to star in their upcoming action space opera, Destiny. He was set to play the role of Ghost, a tutorial NPC and floating robot that accompanies the player on their travels. However, when time came to record his lines, it soon became obvious that Dinklage had very little experience in voice acting for video games. Dinklage may have tried recording his lines as naturally as possible, but unfortunately the final result had them coming off as bland, boring, and laughable. There was barely any enthusiasm put into his delivery, and the fact that it was tied to such a vital character hurt the world building that Bungie envisaged for their space epic. Nonetheless, Destiny tried to stand on its own merits with its multiplayer content, but complaints about the single player campaign wouldn't stop. Thus, Bungie ended up replacing Dinklage with voice actor Nolan North, and released the new dialogue in a post-release patch. A veteran of the voice actor world, Nolan North knew how to add that impact that Bungie sorely needed. Number 9, Michael Jackson, Space Channel 5 Part 2. Michael Jackson seemed like a good idea for a cameo in the sci-fi rhythm game Space Channel 5, a game where you play as a news reporter engaging in dance battles with alien entities. With its emphasis on catchy music, Jackson was brought in to cameo thanks to his history working with Sega in games such as Moonwalker and Sonic 3. This may have seemed like quite a clever idea at the time, but unfortunately Jackson's cameo was marred by his failing reputation as the years went on. Space Channel 5 may not have featured Jackson during his golden era, a la Moonwalker, but soon after 2002, the year of its release, is when Jackson started to become heavily involved in sexual abuse allegations and legal trials. Because of these events, as well as further evidence emerging in documentaries such as Leaving Neverland, his cameo mars the whole experience. In the end, it makes the game quite uncomfortable, as the cameo is a reflection of Jackson in the worst, most controversial years of his career. Number 8, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq Fu. Shaq Fu is one of the most famous mistakes in the video games industry. Originally pitched to Shaquille O'Neal by Delphine Software as a basketball game, he pitched a very different idea back to Delphine. Because he was such a fan of Mortal Kombat, he wanted a 2D fighter instead. Delphine, who had more experience in making adventure games than fighting games, were well aware they couldn't compete with already popular Street Fighter. Thus, they built Shaq Fu using the same rotoscoping technique they'd used for their previous project Flashback, using live actors on a blue screen, in order to make a title that would stand out through visual merit. They even went as far as to hire a Kung Fu expert to make the action sequences seem more realistic within the game. However, all of this effort was for naught, as Shaq Fu ended up being heavily criticized and shunned. It turned out that people really struggled to get behind a 2D fighter where Shaquille O'Neal faces off against mythical beings. As a result, the planned sequel was canned, and a 2018 entry, Shaq Fu: A Legend Reborn, was met with mixed reception. Number 7, Bruce Willis, Apocalypse. Before they found success with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Neversoft developed Apocalypse, a game starring Bruce Willis. It was marketed solely on the fact that unlike other tie-ins, such as The Fifth Element or Die Hard Trilogy, this was actually going to star Bruce Willis in an original main role. Sadly, though the gameplay was reasonably enjoyable, Bruce Willis's dialogue was the lowest point of the experience for players. His delivery was unenthusiastic, flat, and highly repetitive. It pulls the audience out of the experience instead of immersing them in the world. However, this was more of a mistake for Neversoft than Willis. Originally, he was to be the sidekick to a main player character, but after recording his lines, Neversoft decided to make his character the main protagonist. Willis couldn't return to record any more dialogue, so Neversoft was stuck with what they already had, and they were contractually obligated to keep him in the game. Number 6, Matthew Perry, Fallout New Vegas. Matthew Perry was one of the main selling points behind Fallout New Vegas. A documented fan of the series, his involvement in the spin-off as the quirky lead villain Benny helped create the idea that Fallout New Vegas was going to be a very different installment than those that came before it. It was going to be quirky, satirical, and more lighthearted than the serious tone of Fallout 3. Footage of Perry in the vocal booth performing his lines with extreme enthusiasm only helped feed the Obsidian and Fallout hype train. However, when players actually got to interact with his character Benny, there came a wave of great disappointment. Perry's voice acting was disappointingly off. It lacked his energy that was featured in promotional material. In fact, many who played the game didn't even realize it was him because it sounded so lackluster. Now, it didn't tank the whole game, obviously, but it did affect some of the impact the first half of the game should have had. Although, this may not be Perry's fault. While it was only published by Bethesda, the studio had implemented a strange recording technique in previous games, having actors record lines in alphabetical order and out of context because of the hefty amount of dialogue involved. This was the same sort of problem that caused the issue with Patrick Stewart's performance in Oblivion, and it seems like the same technique was used there too.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, The Cast of the Avengers, LEGO Marvel's Avengers. LEGO Marvel's Avengers was Traveller Tales' first attempt at making a LEGO tie-in game that featured the voices of the actors who starred in the original source material. When it was released, however, it became clear that even though the original Avengers did sign off to have their voices in the game, something must have gone wrong in the production process. Whilst a handful of actors such as Cobie Smulders, Hayley Atwell, and Clark Gregg recorded new lines, the dialogue for the main cast was ripped straight from the movies and not re-recorded by the cast. The end result is an audio mess. Whilst the re-recorded dialogue works very well, dialogue taken directly from the films are dire at best, either very quiet, taken out of context, or sped up and cut poorly to fit the animation. The abysmal result makes the unskippable cutscenes difficult to endure, pulling the players out of the experience. However, it isn't like Traveller's Tales couldn't have gotten a hold of A-list actors, as Mark Hamill, Clancy Brown, and John Barrowman voice characters in LEGO DC Supervillains, which was released only a few years afterwards. And that just left people wondering what on earth happened during the development of this game. Number 4, Fred Durst, Fight Club. Fight Club the game was pretty much a disaster right out the gate. It was released 5 whole years after the movie came out, contained only 4 of the original cast as no one else wanted anything to do with it, and it decided to focus on the fighting part of Fight Club, which kinda misses the message of Fight Club. As a result, it was met with abysmal reviews. However, the weirdest aspect of it all is that Fred Durst, lead singer of Limp Bizkit, managed to become a hidden playable character, even though he has absolutely no connection to the film and his band only has 2 songs on the soundtrack. It may not be the strangest choice made during development, as Abraham Lincoln was also a hidden character, but it didn't help its reputation. Durst's involvement garnered negative publicity thanks to his falling reputation in the music industry, and it helped popularize Fight Club as one of the worst fighters ever made. It's very possible that without Durst, this one would have fallen into obscurity even faster than it did, saving veteran video game company Sierra a ton of embarrassment. Number 3, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Last Action Hero. With the popularity of the NES and SNES, Arnold Schwarzenegger movies seemed like the perfect movies to adapt into video games. The guns, gore, and overblown action sequences of his films seem perfect for the new era of console gaming, especially since franchises such as Contra proved how popular the 80s action genre can be. To tie in with the release of his new movie in 1993, Sony Image Soft developed a Last Action Hero game to be released alongside the movie. However, it seemed that Schwarzenegger suddenly developed problems with the fact that his video game characters carried guns, possibly due to concerns about his reputation as a public figure. As a result, he told Nintendo that he didn't want any of his characters holding or firing guns in any of his SNES tie-in games. Due to the fact that he's pretty much just famous for playing a gun-toting badass, this was a very bizarre demand. It meant that his games didn't capture the feel of the original movies. It's a real shame because with its silly over-the-top plot, Last Action Hero could have made the perfect SNES action game, but Schwarzenegger stopped that from happening. Number 2, Ben Elton, Rick Mayall, Lisa Mayer, and the BBC, The Young Ones video game. In the 1980s, The Young Ones was a popular alternative sitcom that poked fun at everything contemporary culture had to offer. Because of its popularity, British developers Orpheus decided to make a video game based on the show for the ZX Spectrum. It was a very simple concept: pick one of the main characters and search around their house for a set number of items. However, the main selling point was Orpheus's promise that the humor that made the show so iconic would make it into the game. To ensure this, Orpheus worked closely with the creators of the show, Rick Mayall, Ben Elton, and Lisa Mayer. However, because Orpheus wanted to work so closely with the creators, it meant that they all had to individually sign off on every decision Orpheus made, including the BBC. It soon turned out that contacting them was more difficult than once thought, and as a result, the project took so long to make, it missed its Christmas deadline. This unfortunately caused Orpheus to fall into bankruptcy, and they fell out of the games industry altogether. Number 1, William Shatner, Tech War. In 1995, infamous developer of terrible games Capstone was on death's door. In a last-ditch effort to boost sales, they decided that reaching out to a celebrity would be a great idea. Thus, Star Trek star William Shatner worked with Capstone to create Tech War, an adaptation of Shatner's novel series into a first-person shooter. Shatner had a lot of creative control with the project and even had a starring role as the player's director. The end result was a horrific disaster that massively suffered from Capstone's mishandling of the game's development. Thanks to Shatner's creative control, the game's plot is incomprehensible, and the abysmal design ensures an awful experience. The result was a game that lives on in infamy as one of the worst first-person shooters that the PC had to offer. Many review publications at the time gave Tech War lukewarm to negative scores, which couldn't save Capstone from its inevitable doom as the company folded in 96. In 2006, Capstone programmer Les Bird released the source code for Tech War to the public so anyone could use it however they wanted. And I'm guessing nobody did.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.